This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived Sunday in Brussels, Belgium, for 2 days of summits with leaders from the NATO military alliance and the European Union. Biden, on his first foreign trip as president, flew in from Britain, where he attended a G7 summit and was welcomed by Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. After a handshake and a brief exchange of words, he got into the armored limousine known as the Beast to head for the U.S. Embassy in Brussels. Brussels has launched a major security operation to ensure the safety of the NATO leaders arriving for the summit, where the U.S. president is expected to resume the United States' leading role in NATO after 4 years of chilly relations under the Trump administration. The NATO leaders will hold a three-hour meeting Monday afternoon, during which they are expected to touch on security issues in space and in cyberspace, as well as to talk about the growing influence of China and to formulate a tough message for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is meeting with the President Biden face-to-face in Geneva on Wednesday. G7 leaders in Britain agreed Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven largest advanced economies again pledged to meet the climate finance target, a figure agreed on with the UN over a decade ago. Those seven nations are the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. They reaffirmed their commitment to jointly mobilize $100 billion per year through 2025. BOA News.